I had to pray because those two songs were a great communion message in and of themselves. And I thought, boy, I told Roger, I said, I can't follow that per se. But I do, now I have to transition because I have a couple announcements, and then I will get into communion. A couple service announcements. Number one, parents, please make sure your children don't take food upstairs. We've been trying to announce that. I know it has nothing to do with communion. We will get to that in a minute. But we are not overcoming that problem. So no food and drink upstairs. They seem to trip and drop that on the carpet. I know. Number two, keep in mind a prayer for Steve and Ann Gregory and Mitch Kahn. They lost a very close co-worker this week suddenly, and it was extremely difficult for them. If it seems like some of the men are out of touch, the wives are on a women's retreat right now. Greg is smiling. His wife's here. If you look at Kenson, he is a lost puppy over there. I mean, I'm looking over here feeling horrible for him and feeling the same pain. My service announcement. In our time, in our praise to God, I know Fenton will say, and a difference of opinion, he's probably right, but he will say that communion is the most important part of the service. I don't know that I completely agree with that because I think the singing's important, I think the message is important, but it is an important part that God has put in here. And our praise to God, it's just another avenue to remember the Lord. And I was thinking, we have had the most remarkable communions over the last multiple weeks. I mean, there just hasn't been an average one, probably since the last time I was up here. And I thought about going through and saying, but then I would miss somebody, because they have been outstanding, and sometimes from people that you think, oh my goodness. I just think they've been remarkable and memorable. I think the messages recently have been outstanding. I'm just really encouraged. So as I thought about that, I thought years ago when we went to seminars, they would have a class on what to do during communion. And so I thought today, as we remember Jesus, I would just remind us of some ideas that you might do during communion. Some things to remember to make this time important to you, to make this more than just another fellowship time. Appreciate we have a 5-minute fellowship afterwards, so that can be our fellowship. So we take this time, and after the great messages we've been talking through throughout the weeks, one thing you can do is just sit and meditate. Just think about the message that was just delivered. Think about the scriptures that was just talked about. Sometimes I will go back and I will just think about the names of Jesus, the bread of life, the Prince of Peace, the salt of the earth, the light of the earth, and just have that time. And just really meditate and cherish some time there to remember Jesus. I think about maybe one thing sticks in my mind is a movie I saw that showed Jesus calming the waters and the storm. And that just stuck with me, how this raging storm went on. And then he just said, be still. And was still. So take some time to meditate. Take some time to make this communion very special for you. Maybe read a passage. Psalms 24. Psalms 25. Unto thee, O Lord, I lift up my soul. And we sing that. Isaiah 53. During this one class, I remember, the speaker talked about Isaiah 53. What a great passage to read during communion. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed by our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life a guilt offering, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of light and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made the intercession for the transgressions. So maybe read a passage during your time to get you to meditate about our Lord Jesus Christ. Some will just, and typically what I do, will just pray. Just take time to pray and remembering Jesus, to pray to Jesus, to take time and talk to him and cherish those moments. I appreciate so much the teens. I've been inspired as you pull over there with your group and take that time to pray. Or, and one thing I don't do good in, is just share. Just pull somebody off and say, can I tell you about my week with Jesus? Not about my week, but my week with Jesus. Can I tell you how what Jesus meant to me this week? Something I reflected on, something I read, and commune. And to take that time and to remember Jesus. It's so important for us to put off the football game from yesterday, and the basketball game, the great car we saw or whatever, and to take this time and to meditate and remember Jesus, to take this time for you and cherish it. And as a side note, something I do that I encourage you to do, during the contribution, take that time to remember Jesus and remember that you're giving. It's so easy just to drop in the plate or know we've given, but to remember, you are giving that to the Lord. Take some time to pray and say, God, I give this to you. Or God, I don't have anything to give you. One of the greatest contributions we ever gave was a special contribution here in Atlanta. We had no money. We were counting, you remember that you're counting pennies, you guys know, for milk. My wife said, we're giving special contributions. She got a little baggie, and the coupon she saved, she put it in there. It amounted to about $2.54, but it was the most memorable contribution we ever gave. And maybe in your time today, as you reflect on Jesus and you reflect on your contribution and your giving, maybe it'll be like, God, I don't have anything this week, but help me next week to give a bag of pennies. I want to give to you. So as you remember Christ, and through the 52 times we'll do it from now until this time next year, make him precious, make him special. Meditate, pray, share, give, do what works for you, but remember the Lord Jesus Christ, who bore our sins on the cross. Let's pray. God,